We're talking today with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, first of all, congratulations on your GOP primary win on Tuesday evening. Very convincing win, obviously. A real vote of confidence by the 3rd District for you.
Absolutely, Ron. My neighbors, once again, were very kind to me and voted to allow me the chance at least to be the nominee to represent them one more time in the United States Congress. I'd note one other thing about the primary elections yesterday. There was a lot of concern amongst a number of folks about the passage of the Farm Bill and how that would impact things. The three members of the delegation, the federal delegation, who voted for the Farm Bill, Congressman Cole received 84% of the vote, I received 82% of the vote in my primary, and Congressman Mullen received 79% of the vote. So I'd say that was an endorsement by the folks in rural Oklahoma that the 2014 Farm Bill really was in their best interest, was really in the best interest of all farmers and ranchers. So I'm particularly pleased with that.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the things going on right now in our nation's capital, where you're at. You released a statement just yesterday regarding passage of the CFTC reauthorization. Give me, first of all, your overall view of this measure, and also why it's really important to folks in the farming and ranching industry.
Well, first of all, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is underneath the jurisdiction of the House Agriculture Committee. It is the organization that has regulatory responsibility for the futures markets, the derivatives markets. So whether you have a contract on the futures market to try and hedge your calves or your wheat or your cotton, whatever, this is the group that oversees that. They also have jurisdiction over the big derivatives contracts. That's the big risk management, interest rate management tools out there that in some quarters have been so controversial. The Ag Committee, in response to some of the mistakes made at the commission in recent years, some of the mistakes done in the Dodd-Frank so-called Financial Reform Act, the Ag Committee has responded in a bipartisan way with a bill that had overwhelming bipartisan support yesterday to try and address those. Things like making it easier for folks who use these products to electronically access the activities of the firms that are handling their money, trying to make it harder to have another MF Global. There's things in the bill that does stuff requiring that the division heads and the folks who work at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission be responsible to all the commissioners, not just the chairman of the commission. There's things in there that deal with end users that make it simpler for folks to participate, addressing margin requirements on small entities, addressing how these things are done. Basically, it is a piece of legislation to try and make the CFTC more responsible to the people that utilize it, more responsible to the market changes. Very controversial because a number of my liberal colleagues don't want to change anything. But the Ag Committee, once again, put a bipartisan package together to make positive, real changes, passed it by an overwhelming vote across the floor of the United States House, and we wait for the Senate to respond.
Now, most certainly, with the emphasis on risk management in the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Bill, making some reforms to CFTC makes almost a shared game plan of trying to help that overall package of risk management out in the farm.
Oh, absolutely. The bill incorporates a half a dozen different bills passed in some cases unanimously across the floor by various members of the United States House. It incorporates what we've seen through all of our hearings with CFTC people themselves, with foreign regulators, with market participants. It's just an effort like the 2014 Farm Bill to make things work better and to do it in a bipartisan way that would gain support from both sides of the aisle. I was very proud of my 40-some Democrat colleagues who voted with me as the bill passed through, but the bill had passed by voice vote out of the Agriculture Committee a few months ago. Pretty strong statement there. So a step in the right direction. Now we'll see if Senator Stabenow and the Senate Agriculture Committee are willing to take it up. The commission needs to be reauthorized, and that's the vehicle we use to do these important things. Rumor has the Senate would simply like to change the date on the authorization bill, but these other things need to be done too.
Moving on to the farm bill, we've obviously had some time since February to start really getting into the real implementation of everything. First thing, obviously, that came out was the disaster assistance programs. We got some calls pretty quickly after that was going into effect, and we passed along several of them to your staff, to your chief economist and others. Some problems and some slowness with that livestock disaster assistance. What are you hearing from FSA?
I share the frustrations of a lot of my constituents. The language in the bill was as close to the 08 language as possible because we attempted in the process, both in committee and in conference, to minimize the amount of rulemaking, to minimize the kind of implementation problems we'd seen in past efforts at USDA. It turns out that the three software platforms that were necessary to use the computers to, in a speedy fashion, address these issues would not cross-match. And I've had conversations with the Secretary of Agriculture himself about this. He's assured me that the best minds at IBM have been working diligently on it. But what it amounts to is because everything won't speak to everything else in their computer system, they've had to mechanically do it, to manually fill out the forms. And I know that slowed the process down, and I know a lot of our neighbors out there have appointments that run over into July. They have time with an FSA employee to fill out the paperwork to do it. But I would urge people, be patient, make sure you've got an appointment, be prompt, take the information that's requested of you to bring. It is worth your time to do. We are pushing, encouraging USDA and Washington, D.C. to do whatever it takes to make the systems work together. But for now, if it's paper and pencil, you still need to do it. That's what I tell my neighbors. You still need to go in and do it. Because it's just too important to help you overcome what we've been going through in the last 3.5 years. Even though we've had rain now in the last 2 or 3 weeks, even though the grass is green, in my part of Oklahoma, there is no subsoil moisture. So if it stops raining and we go back to typical summertime conditions, this burst of forage we have right now will be gone.
Right. I know that in some cases we heard some situations where they were even like saying, well, you've got to come back and they initially got a check and then they wanted some money back. So I guess there's still like some confusion on part of FSA and the USDA folks.
And we need to remember, of course, the Farm Bill puts the principles into place. USDA crafts the rules and regulations in D.C. to implement that. Then they go down to the state office. From there, they're transmitted to the county offices. The training goes through. Anytime you do this kind of work mechanically, there is a certain human element of interpretation possible. Just be patient, and if you believe you've got a problem, point that out and ask for clarification, and it's possible then to work your way up through the ranks to make sure it's being done correctly. But the important part is don't become frustrated. Don't step away. Keep working until you complete this process.
Okay. Farm bill implementation as far as getting some of the information out about the commodity safety net. Obviously, we made some significant changes in how farmers are going to be dealing with a safety net in Title I. There's some significant dollars been handed out to several land grants, including OSU, to try to help get farmers up to speed. Are you pleased with how that's going?
So far, I believe we're on track in that regard, and it's going to take time for USDA to finish all the stuff that is necessary to actually have sign-ups in a number of areas. But the quicker we get that information out, the more time that all of our neighbors have and the more resources to think this through, because you're making 5-year commitments. You need to have as much information as possible. But I would remind my neighbors once again, you have choices. That's the beautiful part about the 2014 Farm Bill. You have choices to help you determine what's in your best interest instead of this old concept of one shoe that fits all feet, which is not the case in a diverse country like this. So keep working with our friends at OSU and the other entities out there. They're doing their best as the information becomes available to them. But be prudent and take on as many opportunities as you can to learn about more details.
Almost like Nostradamus, you indicated that maybe the corn growers of our country might be a little more appreciative of the choices if corn prices keep falling. Looks like a bumper corn crop may have prices down to where they will want those choices.
Well, remember, Ron, one of the advantages and the disadvantages of being the only ag economist on the actual committee itself, in the actual conference committee, is No matter what was said by my colleagues, no matter what was said by various associations' hired gun, I've sat through those policy classes at Oklahoma State. I've lived through this in Roger Mills County. I understood what was about to happen, and that's why I worked so hard to make sure that everybody had a chance to do what was in their best interest, whether they were a wheat farmer in Roger Mills County, Oklahoma, or a cotton farmer in East Texas, or, yes, a corn farmer in central Indiana. I think those farmers are going to be appreciative when all this has worked its way through. Time's going to tell, yes, and I think the choice is going to be vindicated.
One last area I wanted to touch base with you on today, and that is the, I guess this is where maybe you were taking criticism within the campaign and whatnot as far as the amount of dollars that were spent on nutrition. And it seems like some of the savings that were talked about during the scoring process and everything, you've got some governors that are looking at the what the LIHEAP type program and saying, yeah, we'll up our ante and try to still grab some of those dollars that otherwise the ag committees were trying to grab, you know, a score as savings.
Well, remember in the Farm Bill process, we had approximately $20 billion in nutrition savings when we came out of committee. And with the encouragement and the help of my friends on the floor, they essentially doubled that number to $40 billion, but created a bill that would not pass. That's why ultimately in the nutrition title, we wound up with $8 billion in savings, because I had to have a bill that would continue the crop insurance programs, would continue the conservation programs, the rural development programs, all of those sort of things. Now, some of the governors, yes, are trying to game the system, but CBO leads me to believe that the overall savings of the nutrition title will be higher than they projected, and in some of the northeastern states that have really tried to game the system, if I am a part of a Congress next year where I have a Republican majority in the Senate and continue a Republican majority in the House, don't be surprised, whether it's the appropriations process or some area, that the nutrition programs are not revisited. So the old line about some of my friends in the Northeast may have outsmarted themselves could well be the case next year.
Any other thoughts on implementation at this point?
Just that I keep encouraging and pushing the Secretary and the Department as hard as I can on all fronts. They've got a massive amount of stuff to do. It's a massive amount of things that then have to be transmitted to local offices, and they've got to work through with our neighbors. We just all need to be patient, but we're going to get there. Like the resources for the drought disaster programs, it's there. Just be patient and working out the paperwork. And when you sign up for the other parts of the program this coming summer, fall, once again, be patient, but work through it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, whether you're a farmer in Oklahoma or a farmer in Indiana or a farmer in Texas, you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see what the House Agriculture Committee really did, because we were focused on what was in the best interest of rural America. That doesn't always happen in this town.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ron.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.